welcome to everyone tonight.
大家晚上好，欢迎你们来到。
My name is Emmanuel Beck.
我的名字叫伊玛内利。
I work for a Christian International radio and television ministry called Amazing Facts.
我为一个基督徒的电视广播电台叫做奇妙真相。
I want to welcome you here tonight.
我今晚欢迎你们来到。
And I'm so thankful that you made the decision to be with us here.
我也感谢上帝你能够与我们同在。
This seminar is called Cracking the Prophecy Code.
这个讲座叫做解开预言的密码。
And it continues for the next 7 days.
而这七天以来我们都会有这讲座。
If you join us for every single night,
如果你每晚都参加我们,
we will see to it that you get a special gift as a thank you for being with us each night.
我们肯定会送你一个小礼物来感谢你们每晚与我们同在。
Now, this evening, before we begin,
今晚在我们开始之前,
I want to let you know some things about the seminar.
我要让你知道关于讲座的一些资讯。
Each evening as you come,
每晚当你来到时,
we are going to be using the Bible.
我们会使用圣经。
And so you are welcome to bring your own.
所以如果你有的话你可以带来。
Or if you need one, we will try to provide you with one.
如果你需要的话我们会提供给你们。
And also if you are interested,
如果你有兴趣的话,
these materials will later on be available in audio or video.
这些资料过后会在能够被购买以影碟或录音的方式。
And as you can see,
你可以看见,
we have a few seats still left.
我们还剩几个座位。
If you enjoy these presentations,
如果你享受这些讲座的话,
we invite you to bring a friend.
我们邀请你,邀请你的朋友。
And these first few nights,
这几晚,
we're going to be laying a foundation.
我们会打下基础。
But if you get too far along,
但是如果太远了后,
it will be hard for someone to come in and join for the first time.
如果要第一次加入会有一点困难。
So tomorrow night,
所以明晚,
this is a great opportunity to invite someone and say, hey, I really enjoyed the seminar, come with me.
这个是一个非常好的机会,你跟朋友说,我非常享受这个讲座,和我一起来吧。
Now,as we begin tonight,
今晚我们开始时,
because we are going to be opening the Bible,
因为我们会打开圣经,
I would like to invite you,
我邀请你,
to bow your heads with me once more as we begin with prayer.
与我一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父,
as we open the Bible this evening,
我们今晚打开圣经,
pray that the Holy Spirit would be here.
我们祷告圣灵会与我们同在。
We pray that you would help us to understand the Bible's prescription for happiness.
我们祷告你能让我们了解圣经如何给我们幸福与快乐。
Give us understanding.
给我们了解的能力。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen. You know, truth is an interesting thing.
真理是一个非常有趣的事。
The famousBritish statesman Winston Churchill, he said this.
有一个非常著名的英国这个总理说道。
He said, most people sometime in their lives stumble across the truth.
他说到有些人在生命中会碰到真理。
Most will jump up.
很多人会跳起来。
Brush themselves off and hurry on about their business as if nothing had happened.
又扫一扫自己然后又若无其事的继续他们的生命。
Now, that may seem strange.
这可能你会觉得很奇怪。
If I said, how many of you want to know truth?
如果我问谁想知道真理的?
I think everybody would raise their hand.
我觉得每个人都会举手。
But the reality is,
但事实上,
that people only want to know some truth.
很多人只想知道一些真理。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
When you step into the bathroom,
当你踏进冲凉房浴室,
maybe there's a scale.
可能有一个秤。
Some people,
有些人,
they're afraid to look down.
他们很怕看下去。
Why?
为什么呢?
Even though it's true,
虽然是真实的,
they're afraid.
他们害怕。
Because some truth, it hurts.
因为有些真理是会让我们感到伤害的。
Isn't that true?
是不是真的?
You see, many people want to know truth, but only some truth.
很多人要知道真理, 可是他们只要知道一些的真理。
After you go shopping,
可能你去购物时,
you're afraid to look at your bank balance on the internet.
你害怕在网上看见你的银行户口。
It's true,
是真的。
But some truth we don't want to know.
但是有些真理我们不想知道。
But when it comes to spiritual truth,
但是遇到属灵的真相时,
we cannot afford to ignore it.
我们不能忽略。
It can mean the difference between life and death.
是一个生死的一个差别。
Tonight I want to talk to you about the Bible's prescription for happiness.
今天我要跟你说到圣经如何配这个幸福给我们。
3 years ago,
3年前,
I was in the middle of the United States.
我在美国里,
I was conducting a seminar just like this.
我就像现在一样有一个讲座。
And I met a young lady.
我碰见一个年轻的女士。
Her name was Carly.
她叫做 Carly.
Carly was a beautiful girl.
Carly 是个美丽的女孩。
She looked like she would be very happy.
她看起来似乎非常快乐。
But one day she said to me, Pastor, I need to talk with you.
但是有一天她对我说，牧师啊，我要跟你说话。
So we went into the office.
所以我们进入了办公室。
And she said, Pastor, I have a story that I want to tell you.
她说，牧师啊，我有一个故事要告诉你。
Carly said, I was married.
Carly 说我已经结婚了。
To a wonderful man.
我嫁给了一个非常好的男人。
And then one day.
然后有一天。
I made a mistake.
我做了错了一件事。
She said, I had an affair with a friend.
她说我与朋友有了外遇。
She said, my husband found out.
我的丈夫发现了。
And he physically beat me.
他肉体上的殴打我。
And then he filed for divorce.
然后她就与我离婚。
She said, I asked him to forgive me.
我叫他饶恕我。
I tried to make it work.
我想要做好来。
But she said, in the end,wanted a divorce.
最后她还是要离婚。
Carly looked like she could be so happy.
Carly 看起来似乎能够非常的快乐。
But outside,
但是在外面,
it hid what inside was so unhappy.
外表掩饰了她内心的不快乐。
She was beautiful to look at.
她非常的美丽。
And she looked like everything was going fine.
她看起来似乎事事顺利。
But inside, she was dying inside.
但是内心里她正在死亡。
You know, everywhere in this world today,
今晚在世界的每一个角落,
there are people just like Carly.
有人就像 Carly 一样。
They want to experience the best in life.
他们要体验生命中最好的。
They want to experience happiness.
他们要体验快乐喜乐。
They feel empty inside.
他们里面感觉到空虚。
And they are looking to find fulfillment.
他们要寻找能够满足自己的。
But where do we find that?
但是我们何处能找到？
People today are trying all kinds of things.
很多人在寻找用不同的方法。
But many of the things that people try today are not giving them happiness.
但是很多人尝试的方法都不再给他们幸福。
Tonight I want to introduce you
今晚我要介绍给你
to the only thing that God ever wrote with his own finger on tables of stone.
介绍给你上帝唯一一次用手指在石板上写的字。
I'm sure that you know what I'm talking about.
我相信你知道我在说什么。
You see, what God wrote on these tables of stone was designed to give man true happiness.
上帝在石板上写的东西是为人们的幸福而设计。
I'd like to invite you to take your Bibles.
我要邀请你拿出你圣经。
Open with me to Exodus 31.
开你的圣经到出埃及记第二十一章。
Exodus chapter 31.
三十一章，对不起，出埃及记三十一章。
And we're going to look tonight at verse 18.
我们会看十八节。
I want you to notice what God wrote.
我要你看看上帝是写了什么。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
He gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God.
耶和华在西乃山和摩西说完了话，就把两块法板交给他，是神用指头写的石板。
Please notice what the Bible says.
看看圣经是说什么。
It says that God wrote these.
他说了上帝写的。
He wrote it on two separate pieces of stone.
他写在两块石板法板上。
And he wrote them with his own finger.
所以亲自用自己的手指写的。
You see, when God writes something,
当上帝写一样事实,
with his own finger,
用自己的手指,
on tables of stone,
在石板上,
it is because God does not want you to forget it.
是因为上帝不要你忘记这件事。
Well, what did he write on these tables of stone?
但是他在石板上写什么呢?
He wrote the Ten Commandments.
他写了十诫。
Now, these Ten Commandments can be summed up in two sections.
这十诫呢,分成两个部分。
We notice that God wrote two tables.
我们看见上帝写了两个法板。
One of these tables describes how to love God.
一个法板写到如何爱神。
The other table describes how to love man.
一个法板写到如何爱人。
Right away,
直接的,
this teaches us something about God's prescription for happiness.
他教导我们圣经关于幸福的配方是什么?
If you want to find true happiness in this life,
如果你要在这生命中找到真正的喜乐,
the first thing that you must learn
第一样你要学习的东西,
is how to love God first.
就是如何先爱神。
You'll notice that in the Ten Commandments,
你会看到在十诫,
the section that deals with God is first.
说到上帝的是先首先的,
it teaches us
教导我们,
that God should be first in our life.
上帝应该在我们生命中是优先的。
And after that,
过后,
we should learn to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们要学会爱人如己。
This was God's prescription for happiness.
这是上帝给我们幸福的配方。
Now let's look at the actual commandments.
我们看看真正的十诫。
In Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记20章。
Now tonight, if you have a piece of paper,
今晚如果你有一张纸,
or if you have a pen,
如果你有一个笔,
I'm going to ask you to keep it here so that you will be able to find this easily again.
我要你把这些纸或笔放在 这圣经这出埃及记20章内，所以你很容易的能找到。
We are going to come back to Exodus 20 again and again.
我们会一直的回到出埃及记20章。
Now let's notice the details of God's prescription for happiness.
我们仔细观察这上帝给我们幸福的配方。
Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3.
出埃及记20章3节。
The Bible says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me."
圣经说, 除了我以外你不可以有别的神。
Now, the first commandment,
第一个诫命,
it teaches us who it is that we are to worship.
教导我们应该敬拜谁。
In other words, what God is saying is that we should make him first above every other thing.
上帝是说我们要在其他事物中把他摆为优先的。
Now, In our world, in our society today,
在我们今天的社会里,
it is very easy to lose sight of this principle of happiness.
非常容易的失去这幸福的原则。
You see, God wants to have your first affection.
你看上帝要你先爱他。
He wants to have your best thoughts.
他要你最好的思想。
He wants to have your best energies.
他要你最好的力量。
He wants you to use your talents for him.
他要你为他用你自己的才干。
But you see, today,
但是今天,
people spend much of their time
很多人花他们时间,
on things other than God.
在除了上帝以外的事物,
they spend much of their thoughts on things other than God.
他们花他们思想在其他的事上,
they spend their time and talents and money on things other than God.
他们花时间、才干、金钱在除了上帝以外的事上。
Anything that you love more than God,
你爱过上帝的事情,
is demonstrated by how much time and energy that you devote to it.
显现在你花多少时间和力量在哪里。
I can give you some examples.
我可以给你一些例子。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
我们转到提摩太后书。
And you will notice that in the Bible, the Bible lists some of the common things that other people have as gods in the world today.
圣经有说到有些人是以什么为神。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第3章。
And this is what the Bible says.
这是圣经所说的。
In verse 1, it says,
第一节,
"This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come."
这里说你该知道末时必有危险的日子来到。
Verse 2
第二节
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
因为那时人要专顾自己。
Now let's pause right here.
我们在这里停一停。
You see, God says if you want to truly be happy,
上帝说如果你要真正的得到喜乐
make me first in your life.
让我在你生命中成为第一名。
Before everything else,
在其他事物之前
make me first.
让我做第一。
Love me the most.
爱我最多。
But today,
但是今日,
the society that we live in, we have people that are in love with themselves.
我们活在世界上、社会上, 有很多人是爱自己的。
Instead of devoting their time to God,
不是去专注时间在上帝上面,
people want to be happy for themselves.
人们要为自己找到快乐。
They spend their energy and their money and their time on themselves.
他们花时间、金钱、钱、精力在自己上面。
Their desire is to please not God, but themselves.
他们要弄自己开心，不是弄上帝开心。
A selfish person can never truly be happy.
自私的人永远不能够真正的开心。
God says if you want to find happiness,
上帝说如果你要找到真正的快乐
make me first.
让我做优先。
Look at verse 4.
第四节。
The Bible says traitors, heady, high-minded,Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
所以说卖主卖友任意妄为自高自大爱厌乐不爱神。
You know, in the United States, as I travel around the country,
在美国当我在游行时
the seminars that we conduct
我们做的讲座
are free.
是免费的。
And even though they're free,
虽然是免费的
We have 100, 200, sometimes 300 people coming.
可能我们有100、200、300个人来。
But that's not a lot.
但是那其实不会说很多人。
You know, in the northern part of the United States,
在美国的北方
people love football.
很多人喜欢所谓的美式足球。
Right now, it's football season in America.
现在是美式足球的那个开始。
And they have stadiums that seat 60,000 people.
他们体育馆有六万人。
60,000 people.
六万人。
And now it's the month of December.
这是十二月。
It's snowing.
下雪。
It's cold.
非常的寒冷。
But these people that love football,
但是这些爱美式足球的人
they crowd the stadium.
他们充满了这个体育馆。
Some of them have no shirt on.
有些人还没有穿衣服。
They paint their body the color of the team that they love to support.
他们把自己身上漆成他们喜欢的对的那个颜色。
They wear strange hats.
他们穿很奇怪的帽子。
And they're shouting at the top of their lungs.
他们用最大的声量喊出来。
They pay $100, $200, $300 for seats in that stadium.
他们花100、200甚至300块来坐在这体育馆里面。
Free Bible seminar.
免费的圣经讲座。
Sports stadium.
还有体育馆。
Everybody is going to the sports stadium.
每个人都去体育馆。
Why?
为什么呢？
Today, our world, we have people that love pleasure more than they love God.
今天我们世界上有人喜欢享乐多过喜欢神。
They're looking for happiness.
他们在寻找快乐。
They're looking for fulfillment.
他们在寻找满足感。
God says, if you want to find true happiness,
上帝说如果你要找到真正的喜乐
make me first.
让我做优先。
In Matthew chapter 10,
在马太福音第十章
and verse 37,
37节
Jesus said this.
耶稣如此说的
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37,
马太福音十章三十七节
Jesus said, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
这里说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒爱人爱儿女多不对于爱我的不配做我的门徒
Not only do people make gods of themselves
有些人把自己当为神
Or gods of pleasure
有些人把享乐当为神
But you can make a god of a person
可是有些人把人当为神
You can have someone that you will love more than you love God
有些人你爱他爱过神
God understood
上帝了解
That in our happiness,
在我们的喜乐中,
it was necessary that our first affection be placed on God.
非常重要是我们先爱的就是要爱上帝。
No matter who the person is,
不论那个人是谁,
a person will always fail you or disappoint you.
人永远会让你失望灰心。
And so God said,
所以上帝说,
Don't love people more than me.
不要爱人多过爱神。
Make me first.
让我做优先的。
In Philippians,
在腓立比书,
the Bible describes another God that people experience today.
圣经也说到我们体验到了一个所谓的神。
Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章。
And verse 18 and 19, or verse 19,
第十九节,
the Bible says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly.
他说他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹。
In the United States,
在美国里,
we have an epidemic.
我们有一些瘟疫。
Now, it's not AIDS.
不是艾滋病。
It's not H1N1.
不是 H1N1。
We have an epidemic in the United States of obesity.
是肥胖症的这个所谓的瘟疫，这个病菌的传染。
And you probably have seen pictures.
你可以看到一些照片。
50% of Americans are overweight.
58%的美国人超重。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because today many people are making their God their appetite.
因为今日很多人把胃口当作他们的神。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2,
提摩太前书第二章,
the Bible also tells us another God that people have.
圣经也告诉我们另外一个人有的神。
1 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9,
二章八和九节,
the, verse 9, the Bible says, In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, Not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array.
这里就说又愿女人廉耻自守以正派的衣裳为装饰不以变法黄金珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
We live in a society today where people make fashion their gods.
我们现在的社会有人把时尚当作他们的神。
You notice that people spend so much time on their appearance.
人们花这么多时间在他们外表上。
My sister had a roommate in college.
我的妹妹在大学有一个房友。
She woke up every morning at 5 o'clock.
她每天五点就起来。
Every morning, doesn't matter how late she goes, every morning she wakes up at 5 o'clock.
不管她几点睡觉，她五点就起来了。
Why?
为什么呢？
It took her 1 hour to do her hair and her makeup and put on her jewelry and put on her clothes.
她花一个小时的时间弄她头发、化妆啊、穿衣服等。
Why do people do this?
为什么人们要做这件事呢？
Today, fashion can become a person's god.
今时时尚能成为别人的神。
But even this does not make people happy.
但是这样事也不能让你开心。
In Matthew chapter 6,
马太福音第六章,
and verse 24,
第二十四节,
the Bible describes in again another kind of god that people make in this world today.
圣经又说到人们在这世上又把谁当成神。
Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, the Bible says,
六章二十四节说,
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能有又侍奉神又侍奉马纳。
The word mammon is an Arabic word which means wealth.
对不起，是马门，马门就代表着财富的意思。
Today in our world, there are many people whose God is money.
因为在我们社会有很多人的神其实是金钱。
People making money, trying to make more money.
人们要赚的越多越多的钱。
If money brought happiness,
如果钱财能够让人开心
then the richest people in the world would be the happiest.
最有钱的人应该就是最开心的人。
If you read the news,
但是如果你看新闻
you know that the rich people in this world are not happy.
你知道世界上的有钱人其实很多都是不快乐。
Every day you hear reports of some actor or actress getting divorced, committing suicide,Just breaking down because of their unhappiness.
你看到有钱的演员们，他们离婚啊，他们自杀等等，做出自虐的行为。
God says, if you want to find true happiness,
上帝说，如果你要找到真正的快乐
，you have to make me first.
你要把我当做在你生命中是优先的。
Now the second commandment,
第二个诫命
is similar,
与是相同的
，but it tells us. The way that we should worship God.
但是告诉我们敬拜的方法。
Notice what the Bible says back in Exodus chapter 20.
我们回到出埃及记20章。
And please notice this very carefully.
注意仔细地看。
The Bible says, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image,
圣经说不可为自己雕刻偶像,
or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
也不可做什么形象仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物。
Verse 5 says, Thou shalt not bow down to them,
五节不可跪拜那些像,
nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God.
也不可侍奉他, 因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神,
visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me.
恨我的, 我必追讨他的罪, 自父及子, 直到三世代,
and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments.
爱我守我诫命了, 我必向他们发慈爱直到万代。
Now, this is very interesting. God says, don't make any likeness of me.
这是非常有趣的, 上帝说不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Even when Jesus was on this earth,
就像耶稣在地上时,
there were no paintings or pictures drawn of him.
没有所谓他的图像啊, 等等。
Why did God ask us not to make an image of him?
为什么上帝说不要画出我们他自己仿佛是他的雕像呢?
The first reason,
第一个原因,
is that God is a spirit.
因为上帝所谓的是一个灵,
no material representation of God can be made because a spirit has no material being.
它不是所谓物体上的东西, 我们不能想象的, 它不是在我们的这个层次内。
Number two,
第二,
God understood,
上帝了解,
that when you make a likeness of God,
把我们造似乎像上帝的一样,
and you worship that,
我们敬拜那个东西,
you are worshiping the work of your own hands.
我们敬拜的是我们所自己创造的东西。
So God said, don't worship a graven image.
所以上帝说不可雕刻敬拜这偶像。
He wanted to exist in the minds of the people,
还要在人们的心里。
And through the imagination,
通过我们的想象力,
God wanted people to serve him.
上帝要人们侍奉他。
This was God's express desire.
这是上帝的欲望。
And God promised,
上帝应许了,
that if they obeyed,
如果我们遵从,
they would be blessed.
他们会被赐福,
but if they disobey,
但是如果他们不遵从的话,
notice what verse 5 says,
看看第五节我们说,
visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me.
说恨我的我必追讨他们的罪,自父及子直到三世代。
I have two sons.
我有两个儿子。
And one of my sons is 5 years old.
其中一个儿子是5岁。
The other one is almost 3 years old.
另一个差不多要3岁了。
And as I watch my children grow up,
当我看见我孩子长大时,
one of the things that I've learned,
一件事我学习到,
is that children behave almost exactly the same as the parents who train them.
是孩子非常的像, 他们行为非常的像他们的父母。
God understood that in doing wrong, people would perpetuate their actions in their children and their children and their children.
上帝了解和明白如果父母做错事,孩子很自然而然的就会跟随父母的错的脚步。
It doesn't matter who they are.
不论他们是谁,
every parent does not want to see their children make the same mistakes that they made.
每一位父母不希望他们孩子铺他们的后尘走向错误的道路。
When I look at my sons,
当我看我的儿子时,
I see some of the good things that I have taught them.
我看见有些我教导他们好的事物。
But there are also things that I do that are bad that they copy from watching me.
有些好像我做的不好的事情, 他们也抄袭了过来。
God understood that every action that we do gets perpetuated, whether good or bad, in those that learn from us.
不论是好是坏的行为, 我们每次做的时候, 我们孩子都会相貌以模仿。
And so in teaching us to worship him,
如果教导我们敬拜上帝,
God said, don't make an image or a likeness of me.
上帝说不要雕刻一个偶像。
He said, rather worship me understanding that I am God and I exist through the word of God and in the minds of the people.
了解我在你们心里能够存在，我是上帝，能够与你们同在。
Now, the Bible also gives us some ways today
圣经今日也跟我们给我们一些方法
that we are to approach God as worshiping Him.
我们要如何有什么态度来到他面前？
The first commandment tells us who we should worship.
第一条诫命告诉我们敬拜的对象是什么。
The second commandment tells us how we should worship.
第二条诫命告诉我们应该怎样敬拜。
The third commandment gives us the understanding of who God is and how we are to approach Him.
第三条诫命告诉我们上帝是如何，是什么品格的，我们要如何来到他面前。
Please notice with me verse 7.
请和我看第七节。
The Bible says, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
所以说不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
因为妄称耶和华名的耶和华必不以他为无罪。
You see, your concept of God
你看你对上帝的概念
will dictate how you act in his presence.
会指使你在他面前会如何行动。
We live in a culture today where people have no respect.
我们现在的文化是没有尊重可言的。
In America,
在美国里，
when I go shopping,
当我去购物时，
I see little children,
我看见小孩子，
that yell at their parents.
对父母喊叫。
I heard some children curse at their parents.
有些人甚至对父母骂脏话。
And this attitude of disrespect,
这不尊敬态度,
it gets translated into how we view God.
变成我们如何对待上帝。
God is not a parent.
上帝不是我们的，不是一个父母。
He is not your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
他不是你的男朋友、女朋友。
God is a majestic and an awesome and a powerful God.
神是伟大全能的神。
The ancient Jews respected his name so much,
古代犹太人如何尊重他?
They would not speak the name of God in public.
他们连在大众内也不敢说出上帝的名字。
When the Bible was being written,
当圣经被写的时候,
when they came to write the name of God,
当他们要写上帝的名字时,
the ancient Jewish scribes used a different pen for the name of God.
古代犹太人就用了不同的笔来写上帝的名字。
Tradition says that even the Jews feared to step on a piece of paper on the ground.
圣经传统说到犹太人根本不敢踏一片一张纸在地上。
Because they feared that perhaps the name of God was on that paper.
因为他们害怕纸上有上帝的名字。
You see, our concept of God will dictate how we approach God and how we view Him.
你看我们对上帝的概念会影响我们对上帝的态度和如何接近他。
Today in English culture,
今天在英文的文化里，
people use God's name in swearing.
很多人用上帝的名字在骂人的话。
When they get angry,
当他们生气时，
they try to somehow use God's name in that swearing.
他们就用上帝的名字在这脏话之中。
But God understood that for our own happiness,
而上帝了解在我们为了我们自己的喜乐，
we cannot bring God down to our level.
我们不能把上帝拉到我们的层次内。
We should always look at God as awesome and majestic.
上帝永远是伟大可敬的神。
It was for our own happiness.
是为了我们自己的喜乐。
Now, any relationship,
每一个这个关系
requires time.
需要时间。
And God not only wanted us to know who we should worship,
上帝不只要让我们知道我们应该敬拜谁，
how we should worship,
我们应该怎样去敬拜，
and the true approach to worship,
真正敬拜的态度，
but he wanted us to know when to worship.
要告诉我们几时要敬拜。
In the fourth commandment,
在第四节，
God
第四个诫命。
In verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
上帝在第八节说，当纪念安息日，守为圣。
Six days shalt thou labor,
六日要劳碌，做你一切的工。
And do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
当第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女仆婢牲畜并你城里居住的客旅无论何工都不可做，因为六日内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
Here's a little quiz for you.
这是一个小小的一个测试。
What happens to this planet every 365 1/4 days?
地球每365和四分之一日会发生什么事？
What happens?
什么事呢？
It goes one complete rotation around the sun.
会旋转在太阳外一圈。
That's where we get a year from.
这就是一年怎么来到的。
So what happens to this Earth every 30 days? It's 29.6, but for this illustration. What happens every 30
days? 地球每30天会发生什么事呢？
What happens?
什么事？
The moon
月亮
goes around the Earth one time.
在地球旋转了一圈。
And that's where we get our month from.
这就是我们每个月如何来到的。
What happens to this Earth every 24 hours?
地球每24小时会做什么事呢？
What happens? It makes one complete rotation, right?
会自己旋转一圈。
That's where we get the day from.
这就是一日怎么来到的。
So, what happens to this planet every 7 days?
这星球在地球每七日发生什么事呢？
What happens?
什么事呢？
What happens?
You say nothing happened.
Nothing happens.
什么都没有发生。
Well then, why do we have a 7-day week?
那是为什么我们每个星期都有七日呢？
Why do we have the weekly cycle that's the same in every country in the world?
为什么每个国家都有这七日一周呢？
Now think about this.
我们想想。
We get the year from the revolution of the Earth around the sun.
一年是因为地球旋转在太阳。
We get a month from the revolution of the moon around the earth.
一个月就是月亮旋转在地球外一圈。
We get the day from the revolution of the earth on its axis.
意味就是地球自己在自己的轨道内旋转了一圈。
But why does a week have 7 days?
但是为什么一周有七日呢？
The only explanation
唯一的解释
is found in the Bible.
是在圣经内找到。
You see, it's because God created this earth in 6 days.
因为上帝六日造天地海。
And then on the 7th day, he rested.
在第七日安息了。
Many years ago,
很多年前
in France,
在法国
they wanted to get rid of the knowledge of God.
他们要除去上帝的知识。
They burned Bibles in the streets.
他们在街上烧毁圣经。
They tried to get rid of every reference to the Bible.
他们要去铲除一些关于基督教圣经的书籍。
And one of the things that they knew can only be proven from the Bible was the 7-day week.
唯一他们能够证实的就是一周的七日。
So they changed the week from 7 days.
所以他们改一周
to 10.
七日成为十日。
Now, I don't know about you.
我不知道你如何想。
But when Friday comes, I'm excited because I need a rest.
当星期五来到的时候，我非常兴奋，因为我可以休息了。
After working for 5 or 6 days,
做工了五六天后
We look forward to the weekend.
我们会向往周末。
But can you understand that now in France, for a while, they had it 10 days long?
但是你想想，一周如果有十日，好像在法国当时有十日的时候。
Why did they do this?
为什么他们如此做？
They knew that the 7-day cycle is only explained from the Bible.
因为他们知道七日只有能够用圣经来解释。
So they wanted to erase the evidence of God.
所以他们要消除任何上帝的证据。
What happened to this experiment?
这试验又如何发展呢？
They discovered that after a period of time,
他们发现一段时期过后,
the animals that they used to plow the fields and pull carriages,
他们用来耕田拉车的动物们,
they refused to work.
他们不肯工作。
Since that time,
那时之后
Science has discovered
科学也发现
that within humans as well as animals
在人们和动物体内
There is a rhythm
有一个韵律
that is governed on a seven-day cycle.
是跟着每七天的一个循环。
You know, God wanted to remind us
上帝要提醒我们
that He was the Creator.
他是创造主。
And so He gave us a reminder
所以他给了我们一个提醒
of worshiping Him every week.
每周敬拜他一日。
Now, in the world today, many people are wondering, or I should say are confused, about which day is the Sabbath.
在现在的社会里, 很多人不知道哪一日是安息日。
And it's very interesting because in other countries of the world,
非常有趣的, 因为在这世界上的其他国家里,
the name for the seventh day of the week
第七日的名称,
is from a word which means to cease.
就是说到一个字眼, 就是要停止。
You see, the Hebrew word Sabbath,
希伯来字眼, Sabbath,
it actually means to cease.
是代表要停止。
In other words, God wanted on the Sabbath, He wanted you to not work.
就是上帝不要你在安息日内工作。
And so in these other, these are just some examples, in these other languages,
这些只是一些例子, 在其他的一些语言中,
the name for the seventh day of the week,
第七日的名称,
is a word that means to cease.
是一个名字就是要停止的名称。
God was reminding us of the blessing of rest.
上帝在提醒我们休息的赐福。
In Ethiopia,
在Ethiopia,
Christianity had early roots.
基督徒有一个早期的一个根源。
And for centuries, they kept the Bible Sabbath.
世纪以来他们守了圣经中的安息日。
And then in the 3rd century,
在第三世纪,
Jesuit missionaries went down to Ethiopia.
有一些传道人到了Ethiopia。
And they were teaching people to keep the first day of the week as a holy day.
他们在教导别人守第一位,第一日为安息日。
Even to this day,
直到今日,
in Ethiopia,
在非洲的一个国家叫Ethiopia,
the name for the first day of the week,
第一日的这个名称,
is the white man's day.
是白人的日子。
And it's called that,
被称为如此,
because they understood that the Bible Sabbath fell on the seventh day.
为他们了解圣经中安息日是在第七日。
But these Jesuit missionaries were teaching them to keep the first day of the week.
在这些外国来的传道人教导他们守第一日。
And so even to this day, it is called the white man's day.
所以直到今日在他们眼里，他们就称之第一日为白人的日子。
Christians ask me, well, does it really matter which day I worship God?
基督徒说我守哪一日有什么关系呢?
I want to remind you of something about these commandments.
我要提醒你关于这些十诫的一些东西。
You see, every one of the commandments is important.
你看十诫的每一条都是重要的。
Does it matter to God if we take His name in vain?
如果我们妄称耶和华的名有分别吗?
Yes.
当然是有重要性的。
Does it matter to God if we commit adultery?
如果我们犯奸淫的话是重要的吗?
Yes.
当然是重要的。
The fourth commandment is no different than any of the other ten.
第四条诫命和其他的诫命也没有分别。
And so God asks us to worship Him on His holy day.
上帝重视我们，要我们在他圣日内敬拜他。
Now, you know, what people don't recognize is that you might keep 9 of the commandments.
有些人不认这是你可能守了九条诫命。
But if you break one,
但是如果你犯了一条诫命,
you break them all.
你就犯了全部的诫命。
This is what it says in James chapter 2.
在雅各书第二章。
And notice with me what the Bible says in verse 10.
雅各书第二章第十节。
James chapter 2.
这里说到雅各书二章十节,
and verse 10, here's what the Bible says.
圣经如此说了,
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all.
因为凡遵守全律法的只在一条上跌倒,他就是犯了重条。
You see, if you have 10,
如果你有十条,
and you subtract 1,
你减一,
the Bible says that it's 0.
所以说你10减1等于0.
It seems strange.
非常的奇怪。
But according to the Bible,
但是根据圣经,
when it comes to God's commandments,
如果关乎到上帝的律法,
10 minus 1 equals 0.
10减一等于零。
You know, any relationship requires time.
任何关系都需要时间。
God wants you to find true fulfillment, true happiness.
上帝要你找到真正的满足。
How do we experience that?
我们如何体验呢?
We have to spend time with God.
我们要与上帝花时间在一起。
This is what the Sabbath is for.
这是安息日是有什么用处?
You know, many people understand that laws are necessary.
有些很多人都认知律法是有用的。
Traffic laws, they keep us safe.
交通律法让我们能够安全。
God's law provides us with true happiness.
上帝的律法让我们能够找到真正的喜乐。
Let's talk about the next 6 commandments.
我们说到另外六个律法。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
And verse 12.
第十二节。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
当孝敬父母, 使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
The sixth commandment,
第六条诫命,
it protects the home.
保护我们的家庭。
It is the bridge between the first four and the last five.
是第前四和后五条诫命的一个桥梁。
You see, for children,
你看小孩子们,
their concept of God is formed by their parents.
他们对上帝的概念是由家长所教导的。
When a little child obeys his parents,
那小孩子遵从父母时,
he is learning to obey God.
他学习如何遵从上帝。
So this is why the sixth commandment,
这就为什么第六条诫命,
it deals with honoring your father and your mother.
说到要孝敬父母。
Now, it also applies to teachers and other people in our society.
也说到老师还有其他社会里的人。
A teacher is someone who stands in the place of the parents to educate their children.
老师可以说是代替父母来教导孩子的一位。
And God understood something.
上帝也了解一件事。
He understood that for our own happiness,
他了解为了我们自己的快乐。
It was necessary that we learn to respect and honor our parents.
要尊崇，要孝敬父母是必要的。
You see, the world,
你看世界上
is made up of nations.
很多国家造成的。
The world is made up of nations. Nations are made up of societies, and societies are built by the home unit.
世界是由国家构造的，国家是由社会构造的。
In other words, when the home is corrupted,
社会是由家庭构造，如果家庭败坏的话,
it corrupts society.
社会就会败坏。
And when society is corrupted,
社会败坏的时候,
that ruins the nation.
就会败坏国家。
And when the nation is corrupt,
国家败坏时,
it affects the world.
就会败坏世界。
If you study history,
如果你研究历史,
one of the most powerful civilizations was Rome.
最有力的一个帝国就是罗马。
Rome was one of the most powerful empires that ever ruled the world.
罗马是非常有强势的一个帝国。
Its impact on society is still felt in the world today.
它对世界的影响到现在我们还能感觉到。
But Rome was not conquered because a more powerful kingdom came.
但是罗马被征服不是因为有更强的帝国把他们吞噬了。
Rome began to crumble because the home was becoming broken.
罗马开始粉碎是因为他们的家庭开始粉碎。
Couples were being unfaithful to each other.
丈夫妻子们他们对自己不忠心，对对方不忠心。
Children were disobeying their parents.
儿女们不尊敬父母。
And as this was happening, the society began to crumble and Rome was destroyed.
当如此的事发生时，社会也被开始粉碎了，世界就会开始，帝国就开始毁灭了。
For our personal happiness,
为了我们自己的快乐，
God understood.
上帝了解。
We must learn to respect authority.
我们必须遵从权威。
And that begins with honoring your father and your mother.
而是由尊重。尊孝敬你父母开始。
There is a promise attached to this verse.
这个章节有一个应许。
In verse 12, it says, if you do this,
十二节说到，如果你这样做，
that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
上帝就会使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
In the world today,
在今日的社会里，
there are three places where people live over 100 years fairly commonly.
有三个地区有很多超过100岁的人。
Two of these places,
两个地方,
one of them is in Japan,
有一个是在日本,
one of them is in Italy.
有一个是在意大利,
in both of those countries,
在这两个国家内,
in those two places,
在这两个地方,
the one of the reasons why these people live so long,
这些人如何活得这么长久呢?
Is that they have a very tight social family unit.
就是因为他们家庭是非常紧密,非常亲密的。
The Bible says,
圣经说了,
if you honor your father and your mother,
如果你孝敬父母,
you will live long.
你的日子就得以长久。
Let's look at the next one.
我们继续看。
Commandment number 13, I'm sorry, commandment number 7.
第六个诫命。
In verse 13,
在13节,
God said, thou shalt not kill.
所以说不可杀人。
This is the sacredness of life.
这就说到生命的神圣。
Now it's interesting because this verse gives us an understanding of how God wanted to keep us happy.
非常有趣，因为上帝要让我们知道如何自己快乐。
You see, it does not only apply to human life.
你不只说到人类的生命。
In this world, there is the plant kingdom.
在世界上有植物的帝国,
there is the animal kingdom.
有所谓动物的帝国,
and there is the human
还有人类,
kingdom. And God understood that our happiness
上帝了解我们的快乐,
would be dependent upon the preservation of life in these areas.
靠着在不同的地区内保留这些生命。
Proverbs 12 verse 10 says this.
箴言12章第10节说道,
Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 10, the Bible says,
箴言12章10节圣经说,
a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast.
一人顾惜他牲畜的命。
You know, it's interesting that people that are typically found to be a murderer,
非常有趣的, 那些通常是杀人犯的人,
in America, there was a famous man who killed many people and they interviewed him.
在美国有一个非常出名杀很多人的人,他们采访了他。
They discovered that when he was young, 他们, he liked to kill cats.
他们发现他小时候他喜欢杀害猫。
God understood that for man's happiness,
他了解为了人们的幸福,
it was necessary that he learn to view life as a sacred thing.
要视生命为神圣宝贵的。
And notice, the Bible doesn't just talk about animal life.
不只说到动物的生命。
Numbers 35,
民书记,
in verse 22,
民书记35章,
the Bible says,
圣经说,
that if someone was to kill someone by accident,
民书记35章22节说到, 他若人没有仇恨,
God would make provision for that,
突然将人推倒了,
by allowing them to escape the penalty of death.
上帝会让他们不用受到死亡的这个处罚。
In our world today, there is something called involuntary manslaughter.
在这社会上有所谓的误杀。
You're driving a car.
你可能在驾车。
A child rides a bike into your car.
有个小孩子突然间骑脚车到你的车面前。
Car strikes.
你的车撞到他。
Child is killed.
小孩子死了。
God understood that there was the difference between murder and killing.
上帝了解谋杀和杀有不同。
And so in this particular commandment,
所以在这诫命中,
the actual usage of the word kill is more directed towards premeditated killing or murder.
这条诫命说到不可杀人，其实是说到有阴谋的谋杀。
That includes killing yourself.
也包括杀害自己。
Notice in Acts chapter 16.
看使徒行传第16章。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
in verse 28,
16章第28节,
Paul was speaking to a jailer who was going to commit suicide.
保罗对一个要杀害自己的人说,
he drew out his sword,
他拿出了剑,
and was going to kill himself.
要自杀了。
But Paul cried and said, do thyself no harm.
但是保罗大声喊叫说, 不要伤害自己。
You see, God does not even want you to take your own life.
上帝连你自己的生命都不要你自己夺取。
But this commandment not only talks about the literal taking of life, it describes even the thought of doing so.
甚至说我们这样的思想, 我们要杀害自己的思想, 也要出去。
Matthew chapter 5,
马太福音第五章,
Jesus said this in verse 21.
马太福音五章二十一节说了,
He said, You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人。
But in verse 22, Jesus said,
但是22节耶稣说的,
Whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment.
凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
Now I want you to think carefully with me for a moment.
我要你和我一起思考。
Maybe you can say here tonight, I have never killed someone.
可能你今晚你可以说我没有杀过人。
But Jesus says,
但是耶稣说,
if you're angry with someone,
如果你对别人动怒了,
he says that you are in danger of the judgment.
他说你对审判, 你在审判时期就有危险了。
You know, many Christians today struggle with bitterness or hatred.
今日的基督徒很多人与仇恨挣扎。
I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about this.
我要问你一个问题, 让你思考。
Is there anyone in your life
有没有人在你生命中
that has wronged you
错怪了,
that you harbor bitterness or anger or hatred towards right now?
你对他有一些怨恨或者对他有点不满痛苦。
Because if so,
如果有的话,
Jesus is telling us
耶稣在告诉你,
that we have broken the commandment that says thou shalt not kill.
我们已经犯了这条诫命，就是不可杀人的诫命。
If you hate someone,
如果你讨厌一个人,
you cannot be truly happy.
你不能真正的快乐。
It doesn't matter if they really did something bad.
不论是不是他们真的做错事。
There was an interesting study that was done on World War II victims.
有一个非常有趣的一个调查在
Many of the survivors of the Holocaust
那些生存者呢?
Were traumatized by the torture and the treatment in those prison camps.
因为在那些集中营被折磨的这些经验已经被创伤了。
After those prisoners came out of those camps,
所以当他们从这些集中营出来时,
they discovered that there was two categories of people.
他们发现有两种人。
Some would recover and become normal again.
有些人会恢复变成正常的人。
Some of these people ended up becoming like they could not function in society anymore.
有些人不能在社会上一些运行一些东西了。
They would just curl up into a little ball and just like rock back and forth.
他们就会把自己缩成一个球，然后就摇摆身体。
What was the difference?
有什么分别呢?
You see, they discovered that the people that were still mentally sick.
他们发现那些精神上还有一些病的人,
they were unable to forgive the people that had done them wrong.
他们不能饶恕那些伤害他们的人。
The ones that were able to forgive,
能够饶恕宽恕的人,
they healed much more quickly.
他们恢复得更快。
For our own happiness,
为了我们自己的快乐,
Jesus not only taught us to preserve life,
耶稣不只叫我们保存生命,
but he also taught us not even in the thought to be angry or to hate, which would might eventually lead to the physical act of taking human life.
他也教导我们在思想上不要怨恨，不要有仇恨，因为它会导致我们真的去杀人。
Notice Matthew, I'm sorry, the seventh commandment, Exodus chapter 20.
第七条诫命,
and verse 14.
出埃及记第14节,
the Bible says, Thou shalt not commit adultery.
圣经说不可奸淫。
This commandment preserves the sacredness of marriage.
这条诫命保留了婚姻的神圣度。
My story about Carly earlier,
我跟你说过Carly的故事,
it underscores how tender and vulnerable the human heart is.
注重了人心是如何的脆弱。
You can understand how unhappy a person can be if their spouse is unfaithful.
如果他们的 妻子或丈夫不忠心的话，你可以了解他们有多么的痛苦。
But you know, this commandment helps us understand even more about what it takes to be happy.
但是这条诫命让我们能够更了解到如何开心。
Jesus said this,
耶稣如此说了,
Matthew chapter 5,
马太福音第五章,
notice what Jesus says here,
看看耶稣在说什么,
in verse 27,
五章二十七节,
Jesus reminds us that not only in act, but also in thought, we are to preserve our happiness by not committing adultery.
也就是说,不止我们行为上,我们的思想上, 也要不能犯这个不可奸淫的罪。
He said in verse 27, You have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her, hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
27、28节说, 你们听见有话说不可奸淫, 只是我告诉你们, 凡看见妇女就动奸淫的人, 这人心里与他犯奸淫了。
Every action begins with the thoughts.
每个动作都以思想开始。
And Jesus understood that the precursor to the physical act of committing adultery was the mental assent to committing adultery.
耶稣了解到犯奸淫的行为的前奏就是犯奸淫的思维。
You know, it's interesting because in our society today, we encourage people, it seems, to lust with our thoughts.
因为很多时候在这社会中我们似乎在鼓励别人要在思想中有这个欲望
And so on the internet, on billboards and magazines, you see all of this nakedness, the worship of the human form.
所以在网站啊,在杂志里啊,甚至在广告中我们可以看到 所谓敬拜人体的这个东西
And in the world, they say, Oh, just you can look, but don't touch.
在世界上,人们说你可以看,可是你不能动。
But Jesus understood that everything begins with the mind first.
耶稣了解什么事都与思想开始。
In the world today, now, because of the internet, there is an epidemic of pornography.
这世界上,这网际网络中有非常多的这个色情网站。
And, you know, I think most times, people think, oh, that's a man's problem.
很多人认为, oh, 这个是男人的问题。
As I travel and do these seminars,
当我做这些讲座时,
I have counseled with more women that struggle with pornography than men.
我跟更多的女性有辅导过关于色情网站的东西多过男性。
And you know, it's interesting because I've met people that have spent thousands, they broke their marriage, and they're still so unhappy, even though they indulge in adultery.
虽然我碰见很多人犯奸淫,他们其实可能在那边非常享受,可是他们还是找不到快乐。
Not to mention the devastating effect that this has on the children.
而且,这都还没有说到对孩子们这不良重大的影响。
For our own happiness,
为了我们自己的快乐,
God said,
上帝说,
preserve your thoughts,
保留,保存你的思想,
and don't indulge in lustful thoughts.
不要有色欲。
Now, the next commandment
另一条诫命,
is about being honest.
说到要诚实,
I invite you to look there with Exodus chapter 20,
出埃及记20章,
and look with me at verse 15.
第15节,
the Bible says, Thou shalt not steal.
说不可偷盗。
Now, this commandment helps us understand again the importance of being honest.
这个章节让我们了解到诚实的美德。
You see, a dishonest person can never be happy.
你看,不诚实的人永远不能够快乐。
You see, if a person cheats, if they fraud, if they steal, the conscience continues to burn even after they've received the reward.
如果一个人撒谎、欺骗、欺诈的话，就算他们得到他们的所要的东西，他们的良心还是会不安。
I'm ashamed to tell you that when I was young, I indulged in stealing.
我非常愧疚地能跟你说,在我小时候,我常偷东西。
I figured out a way to rob these vending machines.
我查到一个方法如何偷盗这些贩卖机器里的食物。
And I remember from experience, it was the thrill of trying to beat this machine.
我记得是那个要打败这机器的这个刺激感。
But I remember also that even though I was enjoying all of the benefits of stealing,
但是虽然我享受到这些偷盗的这些益处,
my conscience burned within me.
我良心在我内心中一直在对我说,
Many, many years later,
很多年后,
I felt compelled to go back to these companies and pay back what I had stolen.
我回到这些公司,我要还,交还我偷的东西的钱。
The Bible tells us that there are other ways to steal.
圣经告诉我们有其他方法能够偷盗。
In Malachi,
在马拉基书
chapter 3,
第三章
the Bible says,
圣经说到
in verse 8,
在第三章八节
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. You say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings.
所以说了，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就在你们当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
The Bible teaches that God rightfully deserves or rightfully owns all that we have.
上帝圣经教导我们，上帝拥有我们所有的一切。
He asks us to return to Him.
他要我们交还给他。
A tithe and an offering.
一个十分之一还有一个贡献。
When we withhold this,
那我们保留这些的时候
the Bible calls this stealing.
圣经叫这个做偷盗。
That's not the only way that we steal.
这不是我们唯一偷盗的方法。
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章。
In verses 8 and 9.
第八、第九节。
The Bible says,
圣经说
In verse 8, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
所以说，撒开站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若化诈了谁，就还他四倍。
Jesus then said, This day is salvation come to this house.
耶稣又说，今天救恩来到了这家。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that when we take something wrongly,
就是说如果我们不应该拿的东西我们拿了。
If we do not restore it again,
如果我们不复还给那个人，
we are still guilty of the sin of stealing.
我们还是有这偷盗的这个罪恶。
God understood that for our own happiness,
但你了解为了我们自己的幸福，
it was necessary that we be honest in all of our dealings.
在我们所有做的事情当中，我们要诚实。
Now, the next commandment,
另一条诫命，
underscores the importance of what we say.
说到了我们说话的重要性。
All of the other commandments deal with actions.
其他的诫命是说到我们的行为。
But notice what verse 16 says.
但是在16节如何说？
It says, Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
这里说不可做假见证陷害人。
You see, what we say can have a tremendous impact on the lives of other people.
你看我们所说的话对别人可以有很大的影响。
God understood that it was necessary that we watch what we say, and especially to say only what is true.
上帝要我们说只是真实的话，而且我们每一个字都要非常小心。
Now, the Bible gives us some examples of how we can do this.
圣经给我们一些例子如何做到。
For sake of time this evening,
为了时间，因为时间的关系，
I want us to look at Proverbs chapter 10.
我要看看箴言书十章。
And I'd like you to look with me at verse 19.
我要你和我翻到箴言书十章十九节。
The Bible says, In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin.
所以说多言多语难免有过。
But he that refraineth his lips is wise.
禁止嘴唇的是有智慧的。
The more you talk,
你说的越多，
the more possibility there is that you can be dishonest.
你错，你不诚实的机会就越高。
The Christian is admonished to say yes and no.
基督徒会最劝告说要说是还是不是。
In other words, we are admonished to say as little as necessary.
所以我们被劝告说要说越少越好。
So that we might not fall into the sin of saying too much and being dishonest.
好让我们不要说了太多，结果说错了，说不诚实的话。
Now, the last commandment.
最后一个诫命。
Is the only commandment that deals with what we think.
是唯一一个诫命说到我们的思想。
You see, every commandment,
你看每条诫命
is, it begins in the mind.
都是从脑里开始。
And really, the last commandment, it summarizes everything that takes place in the other nine.
最后一条诫命也就是说到其他九条的一个总结。
The Bible says in verse 17,
十七节说到，
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house.
不可贪恋人的房屋。
Thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife,
也不可贪恋人的妻子,
nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
不被牛驴并他一切所有的也不肯贪恋。
Now, if you remember the story of Eve,
如果你记得夏娃的故事,
why did Eve sin?
为什么夏娃犯罪呢?
She wanted something that did not belong to her.
她要不属于她的东西。
So we could say
所以我们能够说,
that when she took the fruit,
当她拿了果子时,
she was stealing.
她是在偷盗。
Because God said you can have every tree,
因为上帝说你能树上所有的果子你能吃,
but not this one.
但是这棵树的,
she was stealing from something that did not belong to her.
她偷盗因为她在拿取她不应该有的东西。
She disobeyed her father.
她不遵守她的父亲。
Who was her father?
谁是她的夏娃的父亲呢?
God.
是上帝。
So she disobeyed her father.
所以她不遵从她的父亲。
She made the snake a god above God.
她把蛇变成她的神。
But where did this all begin?
这些都是由哪里开始呢?
It all started in Eve's mind.
都是从夏娃的脑海开始。
She wanted something that was not rightfully hers.
她想要她贪恋不属于她的东西。
This is the root of all sin.
这是所有罪的根源。
And this is really the beginning of all unhappiness.
这是所有不快乐的开始的起源。
A person sees something that they want.
一个人看见他要的东西。
And they begin to think, how can I get that?
他们就开始想我如何能够得到。
It can be money.
可能是钱。
It can be a person.
可能是一个人。
Everybody, Satan tempts everybody to think about things that they want that they should not rightfully have.
撒旦诱惑我们每一位人是想要有我们不应该有的东西。
If you are always wanting what others have or something that you do not have,
如果我们一直贪恋着要别人所有的东西,
you can never truly be happy.
我们永远不能够得到真正的快乐。
And so the Bible admonishes that we should learn to be content.
所以圣经劝告我们要满足。
Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 says this.
希伯来书十章 13节说,
Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, the Bible says,
对不起, 希伯来书十章第五节,
it says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
对不起, 希伯来书十三章五节这里说, 你们存心不可贪爱钱财, 要以自己所有的为主, 因为主曾 曾说我总不撇下你,
if you want to be happy,
如果你要开心快乐幸福,
you have to learn to be content.
你要学会知足常乐。
You see, God understood
你看上帝了解,
that for man's happiness,
他明白为了人们的幸福,
he experienced God's will in his life.
他体验在他生命中体验到上帝的旨意。
What does God want us to experience?
那你要我们体验什么呢?
He wants us to experience the joy that comes when we are in harmony with his Ten Commandments.
他体验如果我们与他的十诫协调的生活的时候, 得到了喜乐的满足。
How many of you want to say with me tonight?
今晚你们有谁要跟我一起说?
I want to truly experience true happiness.
我要体验真正的喜乐。
Would you raise your hand?
你能现在举手吗?
Friends, before we close,
在我们闭会之前,
as we look at this law of God,
让我们看看上帝的律法是,
ask yourself this question tonight.
请问你自己,
what keeps me from experiencing true happiness?
什么在阻拦我 得到真正的幸福?
What prevents me from experiencing the genuine satisfaction that God wants me to have?
什么在阻止我得到上帝要给我的满足?
For different people, it can be different things.
不同人有不同的事物。
Perhaps tonight you are struggling with an addiction to some kind of pornography.
可能今晚你对色情有一些瘾。
Perhaps tonight you are struggling with bitterness in your heart against someone or some person that has wronged you.
可能对于有一些怨恨，有一些讨厌一些人，因为他错怪了你，而你有一些挣扎。
Perhaps tonight you are not able, or I should say, you have not chosen to enjoy God's time by keeping the Sabbath day holy.
可能今晚你没有，并没有选择要守圣安息日，守安息日为圣。
What might keep you from experiencing God's true happiness?
什么能够阻止你得到上帝的幸福呢?
I want to be very clear.
我要非常的清楚。
We don't keep these Ten Commandments so that we'll be saved.
我们守十诫不是为了要得救。
We do these things because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
我们如此做就是因为上帝说,耶稣说,你们若爱我,就必遵从我的诫命。
In the original Greek, this actually reads, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
原文说到,如果你爱我,你会守我的命令。
And every person in here tonight
今晚在这坐的每一个人
has the opportunity to please Jesus
都有机会来喜悦上帝
by keeping his commandments.
来遵从他的命令。
You know, when you love someone, it's easy to do what they want.
如果你爱一个人,你非常容易做他们要你做的事。
I want to close with a story.
我要一个故事做一个结尾。
When I was growing up in home,
当我在家里长大时,
my parents had a different rule for my sister and for me.
我的父母对我和我的妹妹有不同的一个所谓的条规。
See, I grew up in a Korean home.
我在一个韩国的家庭长大。
After we eat,
在我们吃后,
I go out.
我就出去。
But my sister had to stay in the kitchen.
但我的妹妹就要在厨房里。
Because she had to wash the dishes.
你还要洗碗。
And every meal, didn't matter.
而每一餐, 不论是哪一餐,
always, my sister washed the dishes.
每次都是我妹妹洗碗。
And growing up, my father and me, we never had to wash dishes or anything like that.
成长时我父亲和我从来没有洗碗过。
And when I was married,
当我结婚后,
I actually did not marry someone who was Korean.
我没有嫁给一个韩国人。
So,
娶一个韩国人, 对不起。
I married someone from Hawaii.
我娶了一个夏威夷。
And
when
we were first married,
当我们一开始结婚时,
we lived in this little cabin.
我们住在一个小屋子里,
we didn't have much things.
没有什么的东西,
and we just had like a few pots.
和我们有几个锅,
and my wife,
我的妻子呢,
she loved to cook my favorite food.
她喜欢煮我最爱吃的食物。
So some days she would use all of the pots, we only had like three or four, she would use all of them to make me like something that I like.
有些时候她会用所有的锅子, 可能就三四个锅, 做出我最爱吃的菜。
And she would cook for like an hour or maybe 2 hours
sometimes. 她可能煮一两个小时。
And then she would make this food and then, you know, she would watch me eat and see if I liked it.
她就会看着我吃, 看我喜欢吃吗?
And then after we were done eating,
然后我们吃饭后,
she said, can you do the dishes?
他说你可以洗碗吗?
And you know, I have to be honest, I actually didn't really know how to do the dishes.
我要诚实一点,
I did it in school.
我在学校有洗过,
but I had never done it like in home, you know, where they don't have the machines and everything.
可是我没有在家里,
but I can honestly tell you
可是我能诚实地告诉你,
that I didn't mind doing it.
我不介意洗碗。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because when you love someone,
因为你当你爱一个人时,
it becomes a joy to please them.
你要讨好他们是一个喜悦。
And this is what Jesus is asking for.
这就是耶稣爱叫我们做的事。
And it's not a selfish request.
不是一个自私的一个要求。
He knows that to find true happiness,
他知道找到真正幸福快乐。
You will enjoy his presence.
你会享受, 你会喜欢他的存在。
You will enjoy the company of others.
你会享受其他人与你同在。
If you keep his commandments,
如果你守他的诫命,
it's for our benefit.
是为了我们好。
I love Jesus tonight, how about you?
我今晚爱耶稣, 你们呢?
I want to keep his commandments, how about you?
我要守他的诫命, 你们呢?
As we close tonight,
当我们今晚结束时,
if you want to say with me,
如果你要与我一起说,
Jesus, I love you.
耶稣我爱你,
I want to keep your commandments.
我要守你的诫命。
Won't you stand with me as we close tonight with a word of prayer?
能够与我一起站立,
let us pray.
祷告吗?
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
this evening,
今晚,
we are reminded of your prescription for our happiness. All over this world today, people are unhappy. But we look to the Bible, And we find your will revealed to us. I pray that each one of us here tonight will love Jesus so much that we will do what he asks. And in so doing, we will find the true joy that comes. Go with us tonight.
与我们同在吗?
Bring us back again tomorrow night.
请明晚带我们回到这里。
We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray.
这些都是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.